Well, tell me what's going on with the center. I know you've tried to expand some of your marketing efforts and get more people involved with the center.
Yeah, actually, the majority of the board of the center is new. Probably we've got about 7 new members on the board, which is giving us some new energy and some new perspective on where the board needs to go and where the center needs to go in the future.
What are some of the initiatives that you have underway?
We've been doing a lot of surveys and polls and trying to get feedback from the community as to what they want from the center. So after Pride, we're going to be doing some more events, some more volunteer events just in the general community with the LGBT center members. We're going to be doing some more social groups, trying to meet up, maybe some happy hours, just kind of get the membership together and then go from there.
With regard to the surveys, I know you had one underway. I don't know if that's been completed or not, but you were asking local businesses about diversity. Tell me a little bit about that.
Correct. That's one of the new angles that we're taking is the Human Rights Campaign and other national and bigger organizations have been doing corporate indexes and corporate surveys for years, and there's no local corporate information. So we recently closed a survey that was about the Corporate Equality Index here in Dayton that is going to take a quick measurement, a volunteer measurement. It's not a scientific survey, but it's a volunteer measurement of how diverse and how local businesses have their non-discrimination policies written.
As you mentioned, Pride is a big event coming up here in Dayton, and let's talk a little bit about some of the events that are planned for this weekend-long celebration of Pride.
Yeah, Pride has been getting bigger and better every single year, and last year we realized that we needed to kind of revamp some of our activities. So this year, in place of the dinner that we normally do, we are having a free outdoor on the square party, basically. It's going to be a food truck rally, and we're going to open our beer truck, and we're calling it a fair on the square, which is kind of a nod back to when the actual fair on the square happened 20, 30 years ago. So we want to bring that party atmosphere back to Dayton, and it's going to feature the Ruby Girls and other local live entertainment. It's going to be the kickoff to Pride. I believe Mayor Whaley is going to be there. She's also going to be coming back to the regular Pride festivities on Saturday, and Saturday's activities include the breakfast at MJ's that has now become an annual event. The Pride Parade kicks off at noon, and then after the parade, we'll be having the festival at the Courthouse Square from about noon to 4. It is closing a little bit earlier this year in hopes to get everybody home, changed, clean, fed, and out the door to the Dayton Gay Men's Chorus concert later that evening.
All right, and I know they're doing some Broadway shows. Jennifer Holliday is their featured guest. Saturday night, anything going on, or is it lots of folks hitting the bars and continuing the celebration of Pride?
It's just going to be hitting the bars and continuing the celebration after the concert by the Gay Men's Chorus. You got to remember not to stay out too late because there is the Pride Brunch Sunday morning at Wheat Penny. That'll be from 10 to 2 in the afternoon on Sunday.
All right. And that's kind of a new event for Pride, isn't it?
Yeah, that was just started last year. And actually, Wheat Penny came to us this year and said that they'd really like to do that again. It was a huge success last year. And it kind of rounds out the whole weekend of Pride, you know, starting with a free Courthouse Square party on Friday, all the events on Saturday, and then rounding it out Sunday morning makes for a great 3-day Pride event in Dayton.
Great. You mentioned that Pride is growing year by year. And tell me, give me a kind of a pie in the sky of what you'd like to see for Dayton Pride in future years.
The board has talked about maybe venue changes for Pride as we continue to grow and get bigger. Last year, we did sell out a vendor space, and we did have a wait list for vendors. This year, we're in about the same position. I believe, have sold out a vendor space. So that is great to know that we are actually more than filling the square, and the demand to be at Pride as a vendor or as an organization is definitely there. We continue to see the crowds grow year after year after year. So I think that, you know, in the future, we will be looking at possibly moving the venue to a bigger location. Another key thing that we had this year that we really haven't had in the past was a major corporate sponsor. And this year, for the first time ever, it is the main stage is going to be the PNC stage. So, you know, with PNC's sponsorship this year, that gives us the ability to do a little bit more with the funds that we have and stretch that dollar and do that extra event on Friday. So, between PNC Bank and Bud Light and, of course, MJ's on Jefferson and, you know, a lot of the other sponsors were able to put Pride on and make it bigger and better.
Great. Tell us where folks can find out details on each of these events.
Well, we've got a complete listing of all of the Pride activities, including costs, if any, and that is available at our website at DaytonLGBTCenter.org.
RJ McKay with the LGBT Center of Dayton, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thank you, Jerry.